I'll tell you what I see. I don't see people, I see pipelines. I am that I am, because the great I am. What do you do? Speaks over. Oh, y'all want to sing it? Okay, I heard you. I heard y'all want to. I heard y'all. Come on. I am that I am, because the great I am speaks over me. Come on, Word of Life International Choir. Come on now. Come on, sing it. I am that I am. Come on, everybody do it. Come on, everybody. Because the great I am, he speaks over me. You ain't got to be a singer this morning, but you a singer this morning. Come on, sing it again. Come on, say it. I am that I am. Because the great I am, he speaks over me. Now, who does he speak over?
Me.
Oh. So he's not speaking over your situation. He's not speaking about that problem. He speaks over. So I am. Because the great I am, not nobody else, not no other I am. They got a lot of people saying who they are and trying to speak over you. But no, we're not talking about them today. We're talking about the great I am that I am. Speaks over who?
Me.
Now what we got to understand, since he spoke over me, my situation already spoke over. As a matter of fact, because I am, because the great I am speaks over me, I become the word to my situation. When I showed up, my situation was done. When I walked in, my problem was over. When I showed up, it was it. The word of God is there. I am that I am, because the great I am. He does what? Speaks over me. Y'all better be encouraged this morning. Sing it again. We ain't just talking about anybody, because the great I am speaks over who? It didn't say he spoke over you. It ain't say he will speak over you. He said he speaks. It's continual. I am that I am. What'd he do? Now all those situations, all those issues, all those things you've been praying about for long, they're over. Because I am that I am. Because the great I
am.
Listen. A lot of times, I gotta say it like this. Y'all just bear with me and keep the music playing, EJ. He said, a lot of times you believe in your prayers more than you believe in me. I said, well, what you saying? God was, he said, you're trying to speak over that thing and get that thing to change. You trying to call on me to come and change the thing. But what you here for? Hold on. Don't get twisted now, because I am that I am. Because the great I am speaks over who?
Me.
Over who?
Me.
Everybody say me.
Me.
Okay, so if you speak over you,
yep.
He not issues. So who's supposed to speak? Oh, okay. This is what I'm trying to say. The great I am speaks over me. The great I am has already named me. The great I am has already said who I am. So I don't take my I am from anybody else. Come on, say it. Say
I
don't take my I am from anybody else. I don't take it. Say it. I don't take it from anything else.
I take it
from the great I am. Because he speak over. I don't want this. I don't want the music gonna fade in a minute and all that good stuff, and we're gonna open our Bibles up. But I don't want this to be a pep rally. Listen to what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of people getting motivational speeches this morning. They're getting motivated to conquer their week. and they get motivated to stand till they get back to another motivational speech in midweek and then another motivational speak on next Sunday. This is not a motivation. I am not a motivational speaker this morning. I came to encourage you about who you already are. This ain't no pep rally. They got a chemical that's in us called dopamine. You get high off the dopamine, you start feeling good. That ain't what this is. You're going to feel good. I know you feel good when you say he's speaking over me. Ain't no problem with that. But we ain't left with just a feeling. Because I got a being. I got a being. I got an I am. Does he speak over who?
Me.
So he speaks. He speaks. He's continually speaking. He speaks over me. That means he's not going to stop talking. He speaks over me. I see pipelines. I don't see people. I see pipelines right now. You hear me, Jesus? I see pipelines. Laugh with me. Hey, come on, baby. Laugh with me. Father, thank you. You're so mighty. You're so great. You're so wonderful. We can't say enough. Our words aren't big enough to encompass who you are and all you've done for us. So we're just going to say we're grateful. We lift our hands right now all over the room. And Father, we just say we're grateful for you speaking over us. We're grateful for you naming us. We're grateful for you creating us. We're grateful for you keeping your hand on us. We're grateful for you protecting us and leading us. We're grateful for your son, Jesus. We're grateful for the blood of Jesus. We're grateful for the Holy Spirit. Father, we are just grateful right now. We thank you now for in advance for everything you're going to do. And we thank you for what's been done. And we thank you for what's happening right now while our hands are up. And so we just bless you. These moments are yours. You get all the glory. You get all the praise. None of us, all of you, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
You may be seated in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me well. We're going to go to this is probably one of the hardest books to find in the Bible. Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. It's real difficult. And I'm going to the first chapter, Genesis chapter 1. And it's like this every time a minister comes forth to you. Every time an apostle come up here, every time I minister, the Real Junior, Donnell, Sean, whoever ministers, there's an opportunity for extreme change. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
There is an opportunity for extreme realization. All right. But be it unto you according to your faith. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. The level of change, the level of realization, the level of revelation that you receive depends on you. Hear what I'm saying for a second. All right. I'm about to get into some things, Pat. I'm about to get into some things. But I always say this. I need you to not throw back your religiosities to me. I made up a new word, religiosities. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say I receive.
I receive.
Come on, say it again. Say I receive.
I receive.
One more time, real loud. Say I receive.
I receive.
Ever since the garden, the beginning, in Genesis 1, ever since the garden, in the beginning, and I'm going to say it like this, good has become a goal and not a production. You want me to say it again? You want me to say it again? Say yeah. Ever since the garden, ever since we ate off this tree of knowledge of good and evil, good has become a goal to be achieved and not a production that comes from me. This was not God's original intention, right? This was not God's original plan. This was not the way that God set it up for us to be striving and striving and striving and praying and falling and praying and trying to get my life right and good and evil. Now, good and evil has become the point of all of our lives. No, good was not supposed to be a goal. It's supposed to be a production. It's supposed to be something that comes from you. Why? Because you are already good. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to just read it because this ain't what I'm getting to. Don't sit there for too long. Genesis chapter 1. He talks about God. He, you know, y'all know the whole story. This Sunday morning is not a reading session. You got to read your own Bible. Can I get a? Jesus Christ 101, please read your Bible. That's the first step. Just read. Everybody say read. Look at your neighbor and say read. Come on, look at your other neighbor and say read. Just read. I was listening to a song, it's obvious this morning, and it is very obvious who we are. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It is very obvious how much power you really have. It is very obvious who God made you to be. Listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all. It is very obvious that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It is very obvious that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Listen, I'm not saying it's a trick. It's obvious. Everybody say it's obvious. Come on, say it again. Say it's obvious. Come on, once again, say it's obvious. The OB on obvious. I ain't no grammar technician or nothing like that. But when you ob something, something on the outside, like it's plain to be seen. Like we ain't gotta really search for that. It's plain to be seen. It's obvious that I'm one with God. Say it. Now, if that feels a little funny to you, then I gotta break you down a little bit. I gotta break you down in some scriptures, gotta break you down in some things. If that feels a little funny to you, if it don't feel obvious, I'm gonna tell you when it don't feel obvious. If you ever, anybody ever been, and just be honest with me now, don't play with me up in church this morning. Anybody ever been afraid? Raise your hands, and then who ain't got their hands, I'm gonna pray for liars in the service. You been afraid? Anybody ever been worried? Anybody ever been concerned? Yes. I got another. Anybody ever been angry? Yes. Somebody say, yeah, Lord, this morning, Lord. Right? Right? All of these things, right? Right? They're calling you out of who you really are. Y'all get me? They're trying to name you something else than other than who you really are. Are y'all with me? They're trying to get you to miss the obvious. It's obvious. It's obvious that you're one with God. I ain't make that up. No, listen. I ain't got no new book. It's in the same book we've been reading the whole time. The Bible. Everybody say the Bible. How long y'all been reading the Bible? Oh, Lord. How long have we been reading the Bible? Oh, Lord, I've just been reading it forever. It's in that same book. It's obvious. There are obvious things. Watch this. There are obvious things that are in there that are obvious things that are in there. Y'all look at me. There's obvious things that are in there. I'm pointing at y'all. Y'all better come on now. Hey, we ain't got time to be catched up. There's obvious things that's in there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, we want to say that there's obvious things that are in here. You catch your notebook, I don't want to drop it. Obviously, it's in here, right? But I'm saying the same thing. There's obvious things that are in there.
Obvious.
The same obvious things that's in here. It's obvious that it's. In me. Say in me.
In me.
Come on. I like some of y'all patting y'all chest and say it's in me. Come on, everybody in the building. Everybody in the building. I know I'll be getting you. He be doing aerobics exercise. Yeah, do it. It's obvious. I'm about to walk over with your Bible. It's obvious, right? Yeah. That whatever's in there.
In me.
Say it. Whatever's in there,
whatever's
in me.
Is in me.
Come on, say it one more time. Whatever's in there,
whatever's in
is in me.
In
one more time. Whatever's in there,
whatever's
is in me.
In
now I heard somebody try to contradict. Somebody say, "Well, the Bible got so many contradictions." You too. Yeah. Somebody trying to argue here, but I don't know. I believe the Bible got so many contradictions. Yeah, you too. Whatever's in there.
It's in me.
I might have said this before, but I'm going to say it again. The Bible is a story about you.
That's right.
It's about God. At what point is that not you?
Come on, sir.
If it's about God, why did you feel like I left you out? Why, when I said it's about God, you immediately thought that story is about somebody else other than? Don't I mind quick go there? Well, it's about God. It's about Jesus. I'm not saying nothing is about you.
Yeah.
Y'all understand it?
Yes.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
So what's in there, the Bible is a story about you.
Yes, sir.
It's a journey into the awareness of who you really are.
Yes, sir.
Even when you get in the scriptures, you have to find yourself. Everybody say, find yourself.
Find.
Come on, say it again. Find myself.
Find myself.
Stop going into the scripture looking for a principle and find a person.
Hallelujah.
Find yourself. See, I got to find myself. The reason people are shunned about Christianity, are shunned about, it's such a catchword when they say Jesus Christ right now, because they've been hearing about so many principles and principalities and laws and not enough personality. But if they knew, they will know. I'm watching them on their camera right now. If they knew that it was about a person and that person is talking about your person, then it would change their everything. Everybody out here scrambling trying to be somebody. I want to say to you on camera, and you can stamp it down on the clock, that you already somebody. Say, I am.
I am.
That I am.
Because
the great I am.
Great.
Speak over who?
Speak over me.
Come on, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Good. So it's a story about you. But if you don't know it's about you, then you're looking for other things, and that's why you'll miss stuff. You get it? We'll miss it. We'll miss it. Because we don't know that he's talking about us. Oh, y'all thought the Bible was about David and Jonah and Job and Moses and Elijah and Elisha, right? And then Abraham. And y'all thought it was about all them, didn't you? You thought the Bible's about you. You find yourself in all of them.
That's right.
You'll miss the obvious when you're not looking the right way. Okay. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I want to make it plain. Is that simple for you? You can miss the obvious thing if it's almost like if a person is turned in this direction, the answer could be on the wall, but I'd miss the obvious thing that's written on the wall because I'm turned this way. Y'all get it? I'm going the wrong way. Like I'm looking at it the wrong way. So we're so busy, and we've learned this over years. The word of faith. We just learned this, that you put a word on it. No, put you on it. Oh, you thought I said something different? Put the word on it. Put you on it. You thought I said something different, didn't you? You see separation? Y'all see separation? Come on, watch this. I'm gonna show you separation. See, it's the concept that tree of knowledge of evil give us a concept of separation. So now we think the word and us two different things. And we think that who God is and who we are two different people. So now we pleading on God to make me like this. He said, what you talking about? I made you like that already. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Did you know that fear was high-mindedness? You never thought of it that way, huh? Worry is high-mindedness. That's egotistical. I prove it's egotistical? Because you worried about yourself. You're only fearful because how it's going to affect you. Or somebody connect you. How it going to make you feel? Fear is ego. Everybody say fear is ego. You ain't never heard that before in your life, have you? Fear is ego. Worry is ego. Depression is ego. All that stuff that they try to die, that's ego.
Yes, sir.
Deny yourself. It's easy. Humility. Humility is calm down. Don't get up in the clouds about what everybody's throwing out there. They're throwing a lot of diagnosis and mental health, and then there's mental health month. What did they say? They're throwing a lot of diagnosis out there. Now, let me get low. They shooting up. What's the first thing you're going to do if they start shooting? Somebody say run. No. You can run, but you got to get low first. Duck. They get the shooting up here. Y'all, I don't know if any of y'all have been in a situation like that. Let me confess, I have. I've been in a situation where they started flying. And I didn't have to pray in a tongue. I didn't have the Holy Spirit to lead me. I didn't need a, we need a word from the Lord. I need none of that. Watch it, y'all, they shooting. We got, I get low. Everybody say, get low.
Get low.
Come on, say it again, get low.
Get low.
Come on, say it louder, say, get low.
Get low.
See, they shooting. I ain't up there trying to dodge bullets. I get low. The fiery darts of the wicked one. Shooting. See, they shooting. See, some of those situations come up and you trying to throw darts back. You trying to throw your spiritual darts in tongues. You better get low. Jesus said, I'm meek. He said, you're going to find rest for your soul.
Yes. That's good, sir.
Get low. It's a Bible story about you. Let me get here. So it's telling you who you are. Now, fast forward. Let me spoil the ending of the story. It's already finished. You ever somebody tell you the end of the movie? Or they tell you the movie good and they start explaining what it is and you don't want them to tell you the end. Shh, don't tell me no more, don't tell me no more. Don't tell me the end. I'm about to be a spoiler. They call it a spoiler alert. It's finished. Everybody say it's finished.
It's finished.
It's already done.
It's already
done.
We won.
We won. We won when it started. These battles are illusions. They're just trying to call you out your name. If I can get you to believe something different about yourself, then I can make you act different. If I get you to believe that I can beat you, then I'll beat you. See, the deceiver, he's a deceiver. He's a liar and a deceiver. See, I have to deceive you. I have to, you ever somebody said deveining some shrimp? They take that out. Well, if I deceive you, then I take what you've conceived already and I take it from you. I take what's been put in you and I deceive you. Like I actually take away what you have already. He's only attacking your mind, or those things are only coming to attack your mind. Those things are only coming to attack your mind because you got a mind. They're only attacking who you are because you're somebody. Somebody heard somebody say, I am somebody. I ain't nobody what that said. Y'all go ahead and say it. It sounds good. I am somebody. And I am somebody because the great I am said. Here's another thing. I good and evil got all that, some of them good affirmations y'all saying. God ain't say that to y'all. I told somebody, some of y'all affirmations are like spells. They're like witch spells. You trying to make, no. Flourish. Let it come from you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody told y'all some message and told you somebody, and now you believe you somebody because they told you. No, it's not because of what they said. It's the great I am. And what he's saying is in here. I got to be in here to find out what he's saying about me. It's there are instructions about what to do, but the most part about it is the who. It's telling me who I am. You get it? Because if I know who I am, then I'll be who I am. I'll do whoever it is that I am. The trick is to trick you from who you are. Because if I could trick you from who you are, then I can get you to act like what I told you you were. Bees buzz, dogs bark. Bees ain't got no education. They have no doctorate degrees. They have never sat in a classroom. There's an innate instinct on the inside of them that calls them to be, pardon the pun, but be. I got a bunch of dogs. I ain't never had to teach one of them how to bark. Nah, come in now. I got one named Wraith. You're all white, dog, all white shepherd. You're beautiful, right? His name Wraith. I named him after the Rolls Royce Wraith. So every time I called him, I say, come Wraith. Y'all miss it. I'm just, hey man, I'll catch you later. Y'all go back and listen to the tape. Come, Ray. Amen. Every time I call him. About name than that, right? And I ain't never had to tell Rafe, now you know you're not a cat. So stop running around here meowing. You a dog, boy. Be a dog and bark. Guard this yard. Never had to tell him. Instinct. Everybody say instinct.
Instinct.
What's the first two letters of instinct? I-N. N. There's something in there already. There's something in there already. Say, come on, say something in there already. Point to yourself, say something in there already. I know I receive. I know I receive. But you receive the revelation of what's already. Now, I want to show you something. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. It's really simple. I don't have time. You got to read for yourself. He starts talking about all the things he made. Verse 31, put it on. You can put it on the screen. Verse 31. And he says this, watch this, he says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. I started thinking about it. Some of y'all know Tabitha Brown, she'd be like, very good. Some of y'all don't know, don't worry about it. Very good. And in the evening and morning of the sixth day. So behold, it was very good. So God saw everything that he made, and saw that it wasn't just good, it was
very good.
Flip over to chapter 2, verse 8, and it says, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. All right, I saw something just now, but I'm at the, never mind. Verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for the food. You see that good word again, right? Good for the food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, I thought, you know, when we grew up, I thought that he should have said, now that's a bad tree. We get the old raggedy tree out of here. But he's describing that every tree, he said, out of the ground, Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Every tree was pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I said, what you talking about? I thought that was the bad tree. You did too, huh? Answer me. Yeah, you're trying to see where I'm going. Yeah, I thought it was the bad tree. Fast forward a little bit, he starts talking to him. I ain't got time to go there real quick because I got something else I got to get to. But I got to prelude a little bit so we can be on the same page, right? A little later he says, you know, you can eat any tree in the garden. Every tree you want to eat from, you can eat of them. But don't eat from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? Because in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall surely die. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to the important part of this. He says, you can eat of every tree you want to. But don't eat from that tree. Because in the day you eat from that tree, you'll surely die. Fast forward, y'all know they ate from the tree. Nobody dropped dead. There was no burials or no funerals or nothing. So that's not the die he was talking about. He said, in that day, you'll stop producing. In that day, your mentality will be reversed. And instead of growing up, you will grow down. Listen to what I'm trying to say. Instead of growing out and producing, you'll be stagnant. Because this will become the source of your mentality. Even when Adam was about to eat from that tree, and I say Eve and Adam first because this is the way it wrote it, said Eve looked on the tree and it said she looked at it and it looked good for food and it was pleasant for sight, pleasant for, it looked good. Just like what God said. So he didn't put the tree in there to fool you. He didn't put the tree in there to kind of trick you. He didn't put the tree in there for that. You say, some people say, why he put the tree in there? Why he did it? Why he made it look so good? Y'all ready? If you ready, say yeah.
Yes.
I can't hear y'all. If you ready, say yeah.
Yes.
God, the process with the tree, you know, the Bible's a story about you. The process with the tree and this whole thing is not about right or wrong. Listen to what I'm saying. Right or wrong is a product of who you are. If you know who you are, if you know that I'm good, say, I am good. Come on, I know y'all going to that scripture, Jesus ain't nothing good, but I'm going to show you in a second. Say, I am good. So because if I know that I'm good, right, then what comes from me, dogs bark. bees buzz and they make honey, yeah. Right? They be who they are. They produce what they produce. So if good is who I am, if it looked at me, I'm good, then good is what I produce, right? Unless I'm deceived, unless I'm tricked, or unless I decide who I am based off of what I want to say I am. God tells them, and I ain't got time to stay here. Why am I staying here so long? Okay, God. God tells them, don't eat from this tree. What he's developing in us, listen to what I'm saying. It is not about do what I told you to do and don't do what I told you to do. Obedience is a component, but he's really trying to develop relationship. I want to know if my and your relationship is bigger than what you want to do. I want to know if my and your relationship, I'm going to say relationship, and you got your mind what relationship is. I want to know if my and your relationship is stronger than what you see you think you need to do. Because there's some things that we see that look like a good plan, but the end thereof is, there's a way that seemeth right to man. This is scripture, but the end thereof is death. Listen, so there, and in this system that we live in 2023, they're trying to make everything look good. You realize all that stuff y'all see on the commercials ain't real? That food that they try to entice you with ain't real. Let's keep it a buck. Can we keep it 100 in here? Y'all seen that food on the commercials and went to that place to get that food, and when they serve it to you, it ain't look like that. I got a story about a young man I know. I ain't calling no names. I ain't saying who it is. I ain't calling no names. Y'all laughing, I ain't calling no names. But there's a story, Larry, there's a story about a young man I know. And we went on this motorcycle trip years ago.
Come on now.
Went to this restaurant. You want to hear the story? Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. Story about a young man I know. All right. We went on this motorcycle trip, right? And we ride and went to this place and eat. And so y'all been to these restaurants where they bring out the tray to show you what the dessert menu look like, right? Thank God we've been delivered from all that, amen. But this is a story in the past. And you know they bring the tray out to show you what the desserts are, right? Y'all do know that ain't real, right? Some of y'all ain't know it wasn't real. So like, I thought they were bringing the real cookies out here. I thought they were bringing, that was a real, no. That stuff is a display. Yeah. So there's this young man that was with us. He stuck his finger in there trying to taste it. Oh, that ice cream ain't good. That custard ain't good. It was made out of butter, all wax. It was just a display. It wasn't real. They make it all look good. Good for the pleasing of the sight. Just so you can take it and eat it. They make it all look good. Why do you think they call people consumers? Because they're trying to get you hooked on their drugs. We're not just talking about food right now. Consuming the thoughts. Consuming the mentalities. Consuming the shows, consuming the feelings of these people that's on these shows that ain't even real people. Yeah, right. That ain't their name. Yeah. That name you calling them on that show ain't really who they are. That's right. Y'all know that, right? And they spend billions of dollars to convince you that that's real so you can be hooked to watch it. And then you wonder why you're so aggravated. And you wonder why you woke up agitated. Because you let somebody else call you something and you believed it. Faith comes by and hearing. But if you put by something else, that's what your faith gonna come by. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. Amen.
Amen.
We're living in one of the most deceptive societies that's ever been on the history of the earth. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Boy, they talking about AI. I don't know if y'all know what that is. Artificial intelligence. They got all kind of AI been going on. Let's keep it a buck. But they just. You better know who you are. You can't AI that Bible. You can't artificially intelligent that right there. You get me? I understand why apostles say bring your, y'all hold them up, hold your Bibles up, hold your Bibles up. I see why apostles say bring your, yeah, bring that. Because see, can't nobody copy and paste and edit that. They click it, you know what I'm saying? Put the Bible down. Sometimes they're reading it, you read these bios online and Wikipedia about people, they changing that stuff. They change it to make you believe whatever they want you to believe about them. They ain't telling you the truth. Listen to what I'm saying. They cutting and editing and pasting and taking a paragraph out. Can't nobody cut that out your Bible. So they can't cut it out of you either. It's about relationship. Listen, you ready? Relationship. Now you thought that relationship was about how we relate to each other. You know, like relate. I get what I want, you get what you want, we be happy. Talk nice to me, I talk nice to you, we good. Huh? Then you have a good relationship. Yeah, we feel good, you feel good, everybody feels good. No, it's not what he's talking about. Can I break it down how he showed it to me? And he break it down. He said relationship. He said, I'm expecting you to relay sonship. I'll say it again. It's for you to relay sonship. It's relationship. Now you know what a relay is, right? Yeah. Do you know what a relay is? A relay is when somebody got it and they pass it to the next person, right? And the same thing that they carrying, I'm carrying now. Are y'all getting me? I'm just carrying it on my leg. This is my round. Your life right now, the day that you were born started your leg. Yeah. We're running. Run this race with patience.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the scripture, it's obvious, ain't it? It's in there and it's telling you, but we're so deceived by everything else, we don't see the obvious thing that he's saying. This is my leg. Are you alive? If you alive, say yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, if you alive, say, y'all say it like you're really alive. If you alive, say yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, if you alive, then this is your leg.
Right.
This is your turn.
Right.
You, the baton, you already got it in your hand, you just didn't know it. You waiting on somebody to pass on some anointing to you and you already anointed. Whoa! You waiting on somebody to pass on some kind of gifting to you and you've already been gifted. This is your relay, Julius. This is my, right, am I alive? Are you alive? Say yeah.
Yeah.
Because you alive, this is your relay. You running your race right now. This is the part of the race that you're supposed to be running. But I can't let somebody else confuse me to run day race when I got a race to run already.
Right.
God has already put me on a track.
Right.
He already put me in my lane. Come on, y'all gotta hear me. So because I've already been put in my lane, I'm put in my lane. Because I'm already in my lane. I'm in my lane. Ah! Because I'm already in my lane, then I must run my race. I don't care who running in that line next to me. I gotta run mine. Cause this is my leg. Come on, say this is my leg. Some of y'all may not understand what I'm saying when I say leg. When a relay, when they pass the baton, it's your turn to run. This is not your turn to figure out what we got to do. We should have already been practicing on how to run my leg. This is my leg. I'm not waiting on a turn. It's my turn right now. When you woke up this morning, it was your turn. Why don't they give me a chance? God gave you a chance.
Yeah.
It's your chance right now.
Yeah.
Come on, say, this is my leg.
It's my leg.
Yes. Come on, say, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's sit down. I'm jumping. But it's okay. John 8, Jesus was talking about, he said, I know where I come from, and I know who sent me. He said, y'all don't know where y'all come from. That's the only problem he's trying to tell you. He said, the only problem with y'all is that y'all just don't know where y'all come from. He said, and the reason I know who I am, because I know where I come from, and I know who sent me. Watch this. Not only said, do I know who sent me, he said, the one that sent me is with me.
The one that sent me,
the one that sent me
is with me.
Come on, say, God is with me. Say, God sent me, and God is with me. Listen to what I'm trying to say. You are here for a reason. Stop letting society and all these outward influences try to give you a reason or not reason to be who you think you ain't and who you think you are. You are here for a reason. This is your leg on the relay. Run the race. Stop thinking about, well, I can't do that. Well, they good at that. Well, they, that ain't got nothing to do with you. This your leg. You will sit here. You know, people talking about, oh, that was talking about a baby was a mistake. No, it wasn't. It was sit here. I told y'all the story before. They talking about Leroy Jr. They want Leroy Jr. and Shauna. They had a nice little four-piece family. Mama, daddy, Leroy Jr. and Shauna. Got a boy and a girl. We finished. We done. We good. We got everything that we need for our little four-piece. And then I came in there like, bah! Where y'all at? What's up? What we doing out here? What's happening? What? Hey, I like it out here. We out here breathing and stuff. It's bright out here. I see the light. Let me out of here. My mama say, you a surprise. They surprise. Out here, see what's going on out here. Let me shake something loose out here. I know he sent me out here for something. I'm gonna do what I came here to do. I can't hear y'all. No, I ain't saying yeah for me. Say yeah for yourself. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, Chad, do what you got. No, no. You. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to see if y'all respond. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do what I was sent here to do. I'm going to be who I was sent here to be. You got to trick you out your lane. Don't let them trick you out your lane. Don't let them trick you out your lane. Running somebody else's race. That's why you feel out of place. That's why you feel I can't get it together. Because that wasn't where you were supposed to be at. Your grace is in your place. About relay. Me and my wife. My what? My come on, say it again, Montreal. My wife. Hey, I'm still getting used to it, y'all. What? All right, look, me and my wife. Ah, there we go. We got it out there. We have a good. Thank you, Reverend. You looking good today, bro. What's up, man? You like you ready, bro? We have a good relationship. Y'all go ahead and sit down. We have a good relationship. It's not flawless, but it's we have a good relationship. Why we have a good relationship? Because we have come to an understanding that I belong to God and she belongs to God. Yeah, she belong to me, but she belong to me second. She belong to God first. That's God's child. God told me, God say, I understand all that. Now give her to me now. She for me. Paul say, man, he said, it's time for a man to leave his wife and the two become one flesh. He said, it's a great mystery. He said, I can't understand how the two people become one flesh. It's a great mystery. Then he said, but I speak concerning Christ in the church. I said, well, how do you become one? Well, she one with God. And I'm one with God. We become one in God. See, your disagreements is down here. See, your disagreements are down here trying to figure out, because you're taking your identity from down here. You're not taking your identity from a son of God, from a child of God. So you start talking like a man and talking like a woman and talking like a husband and talking like a wife. And now y'all fussing. It is my responsibility to relay sonship to her. I got to relay sonship. What are you saying? That means that whatever's relayed or passed to her from me, whatever comes from me, whether my words, whether my thoughts, whatever comes to me, got to represent the son called Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Gino, you got to represent the son that I am. Because see, Jesus wasn't the only son. I ain't make that up. He said that. He said, y'all mean it. I mean you and me. Yeah. So I'm relaying what it looks like to be a son of God. Watch me.
Yeah.
They say the son that got married with Jesus because he called himself a son of God. They said making himself equal with God. So we don't talk like that with sons and fathers right now. But in the time, if somebody said that somebody was their father, they was equal to the father. Whatever power the father had, they had it. Whatever the father said, they could say it. However the father stepped in the room, they stepped in the room. When they said something, it had all the authority that the father had because the son is equal to the father. So when I'm relaying sonship, relationship, everybody say relationship.
Relate.
Come on, say relationship.
Relate.
They say it like this, relay sonship.
Relate.
When I'm relaying sonship, I'm only relaying one ship with the Father.
Yes.
This is witnessing. I'm relaying what it is like to be one with the Father.
Yeah.
I'm not relaying what it's like to be one with the Father so that you can clap for me. I want you to clap for yourself. Because
yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You're one with God.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
One with God. Don't let nobody else tell you different. So relay sonship. So it's been relationship. Obedience is a component of relationship. Direction is a part of relationship. It can't be direction on its own. It can't just be obedience on its own. It has to be based on the relay sonship. Like I'm telling you this, I'm telling you to do it this way. Because I'm showing you how to relate. I'm showing you how to be me where you are.
Yeah.
What? Say that. What you said? I'm talking to myself, y'all. What you said? Okay. No, y'all think I be, I don't know. Some of this stuff I don't be knowing. I hear it and I got to hear it. I'm going to go back and write it down too. He said, I'm showing you how to be me where you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. God says, I'm showing you how to be me where you are. So that wherever you are, I can be. You hear me? You listening to me? The best way I can put it, and I want to show you who you are, because I didn't see people, I see pipelines. The best way I can put it is we've been learning the hard way. Can I give you an example of learning the hard way?
Yeah.
When you got to, you know, you got to put something together, you bought a desk or something you got to put together.
Yeah.
Y'all already know where I'm going. And you tried to put it together. Without using the manual. Oh, just because you've seen a desk before.
Yeah, come on, D.
I done seen it at a desk. I done sat at a desk. Surely I can put together a desk. Manual out here, the manual say, step one. Find your pieces. Oh, Lord, come on, Jesus. Step one, they tell you, you know what they tell you first? You know, the first thing they tell you, give you a diagram and show you what's in the box. And show you what's already in there.
Yes,
y'all, oh God, amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, show you what's already in there.
Yeah,
first thing the man you're going to do is show you what's in there.
Yeah.
I'm pointing at y'all.
Because
I'm trying to tell you what the manual is showing you.
Yes, yes.
Come on, catch up. The manual is showing you what's in there. So you ain't got to be reaching on another tree for a piece. Y'all see the trick? I already breathed in you. I made you a living soul. I made you just like me in my image and my likeness. But some deception made you reach outside of yourself to get identity.
Yeah. Amen.
But it's already in the box.
Amen.
Say it's already in me.
It's already.
Say it. It's already in me.
It's already
in there. So the manual is telling you first that it's already in you. It's in the book of the Bible. He says, God breathed into man and man became a living soul.
Yes.
So the breath of God is on the inside of me. Say it.
The breath of God is on you.
Come on, say, God is in me.
God is in me.
Yeah. So then you got to know what you got, with the pieces you got.
Yeah.
Now I got the pieces, but now I need the steps.
Yeah.
You know how to put it together. How do I put it together? I see the vision, because there's a picture on the outside of the box. I see what it's supposed to look like, right? And I know that it has a purpose, right? And if I can put it together like the vision said, right? The vision, make it plain. The heat it, read it, or run with it. If I can put it together like the vision said, then it can fulfill its purpose. All right, right. But I gotta pull out the manual to find out what the first steps are. Seek ye first. The kingdom of God.
Right.
And his righteousness, and what happens? Any lack is because you sought something else first. Listen to me. Anything missing, see, it's supposed to be added, but anything is missing is because I sought something else first than the kingdom of God. And here's a kicker, another spoiler alert, the kingdom of God is where? In you. I didn't make that up, Jesus said it. He said, the kingdom of God, low here, low there. The kingdom of God is. Where is that? Uh-huh. It's in you.
Yes, sir.
It's already in the box. It's already in there. So now, the manual showed me the box and showed me the picture of who I am.
Yes.
I've seen the vision.
Yes, sir.
I opened the manual, and it tell me the piece is already in there.
Yes.
Now I have to follow the steps of instructions.
Yeah.
Don't eat from that tree. You know, don't eat from that tree is still an instruction today.
That's good.
You say, well, I don't live in Eden. I live in Gazelle. No, listen. No, it's still an instruction today because we're still choosing knowledge and evil over life.
Yes.
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the
life.
Yeah. You get it? But we're still choosing other ideas. Catch me. You got to do it in the order. It's the order. It's a sequence. Everybody say order.
Order.
Come on. It's a sequence. Everybody say sequence. Order. Everybody say order. And a sequence. Now, the problem with you learning the hard way is because you took the pieces out the box and tried to put them together on your own, and you ain't read a tap of what the instructions said. I got some young people reading with me right now. Some of y'all right now, if y'all want to do it, we're doing Gentile redoing, reading Matthew chapter 6, and I'm reading it one time every day because it's telling me how to avoid peer pressure. Don't be praying like them people. Pray like this. Don't be out here doing like this. Do like this. It's the pressure, right? I got to keep reading to see what the instructions are telling me to do about who I am. Stop getting your identity from somebody else. They didn't create you. Who the last person you know created? I'll wait. All these big companies and billion-dollar companies and billion-dollar corporations, and who do this and who the science and who the leader of thinking, thought leader on this. And create some air, please. You can't. Create some new water. You can't. You can't do it.
No.
Only God. Listen to me. Only God. So he's the author of the manual. I receive it. He's the author of the manual. Right?
Yes, sir.
So surely he knows how my life's supposed to be.
That's right.
If they came up again, I put it because I wanted to try to go on my... All right, Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit tell you go where you're supposed to go, Right? You don't go according to your outline.
Right.
See, we doing what I'm teaching you about live right now.
Right.
Because I got a outline, and none of that is on my outline, by the way. I guess we're doing it already, right? You ready? He says, this is Jesus saying. He said, watch this, y'all ready? Y'all listen to me? He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. You over here trying to put this thing together, but the pieces ain't fitting. So you start trying to hammer them in. That piece ain't meant for that part. Stop forcing it. Ah, amen. That's a word for somebody right now. It's a word for somebody. You know what they be saying in church, I don't know who this for. But stop forcing it because it don't fit. You beating it with a hammer. And now you're destroying the piece from the purpose that it was supposed to fit. Are y'all hearing me? If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Only because I didn't stick with the manual. Now trust, you have to trust the manual. You have to trust the author of the manual. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What did it say? Lean not to your... It's Proverbs, huh? In all your ways, how many of them?
All. All.
Everybody say all.
All.
Say it loud. Say all.
All.
One more time. Real loud. Say all.
All.
How many is all?
All.
I know y'all gonna do that. Is there anything outside of all?
No.
If it's all of it, then ain't none of it left. So if I acknowledge him in
all
my ways, and ain't none of my ways left. So my ways become
his ways.
And his ways become
my ways.
Now, some of us in here got ways that we don't want to acknowledge him in. I look at your bug eye like, some of y'all, we don't want to put them down. I've been doing it this way. That's how I've been doing it. I ain't changing. I receive it. I ain't changing. Well, that's why your path ain't directed. Mm-hmm. It's obvious. Watch this. Watch this. It's obvious. 2 plus 2 is? 4. Right? We're not getting nothing else. We ain't getting nothing else. 2 plus 2. 4. So he says, acknowledgement all your ways, I'll direct your path. 2 plus 2 is 4. Mm-hmm. Acknowledgement all your ways, I'll direct your path. Everybody says obvious.
Obvious.
Come on, everybody say it's obvious.
Obvious.
Come on, say it again, say it's obvious.
Obvious.
It's not deep, is it? Is that deep? No, it's not deep. Is that deep? No, it's not deep. You need somebody to lead you down into the deep waters of the Holy Spirit of the anointing for that little simple thing? No, he says, acknowledge me. He didn't even say, watch this, he didn't say, know my ways. He didn't even say, discover my ways. You realize he said, he didn't even say, find the kingdom, he said, seek it. He done made this thing easy for us. I just need you to turn in a direction, and I'm gonna take the rest. I need you to... I just need you to seek the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'll reveal it to you from you. Seek. Everybody say seek.
Seek.
He didn't even say find it. It would have been deep. Find the kingdom. Then we'd have been on a search. He says, I just need you to turn in the direction and look for it. Just acknowledge me. He didn't say, oh, be obedient to me. He didn't say, he just say, just acknowledge me. Just take your way. I receive it. Take your way and acknowledge me in it. Like before you move, before you do the thing that you want to do next, acknowledge me with it. And give me the right to tell you no. Does God have the right to say no to you? Because if God, I know y'all saying yeah right now, amen, because we at church. Yeah, he got the right to say no. But does God have the right to shut you down? I know that I'm a submitted son. I know that I'm submitted to apostle. You know why I know? Because he's had the right to shut me down.
That's right.
I've been shut down more than you all. Listen. And then I'll find out. Thank you. Shut me down, please. Because I thought that was right. Look what happened over there. Shut me down. If I'm going the wrong way, tell me I'm going the wrong way. Don't be nice with me. Y'all see me on the road and they got a fire in the road and I'm driving fast, flag me down. Don't be like, well, I don't want to be mean to them. Don't be mean to me. Shut me down. Because I know, shut me down. And then you, well, ain't gonna tell me what to do. I'm gifted. I'm called. God told me to do something. See how that lane, you got your own lane, but your lane can make you high-minded. I tell you, if you really know your lane, tell somebody, let somebody tell you ain't your lane.
Come on.
Sit down, ain't your lane. Sit down somewhere. Sit your tail down. Oh, that one hurt, honey. That one hurt, huh? They got another one that hurt worse, but I ain't gonna say it in the name of Jesus because we at the church. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sit your tail down. Right, that one hurt. Oh. Watch this. He got him on stage and said, some of y'all, he got him up on stage, he put his hand on his shoulder. He said, he think he a singer. He ain't no singer. He don't sing that good no way. Yo, on stage, the congregation. Oh. I hurt. You don't love me no more. Oh. Hurt. Take that lick. You ain't strong till you took a lick. Yeah, like that. You ever see them boxers get in there, ain't never been hit before? They got a glass jaw because they ain't never took a lick before. So the first hit that they get knocked out. I'd rather knock you out at the house where I love you at than for you to get knocked out there with them people and then they going to stomp on you next. Y'all know them dirty fighters, they knock you down, then they stomp on you. That's what they're going to do outside of you. On the inside, I'm going to teach you how to fight on the inside of here already. I'm going to hit you a couple times, knock you a couple times. You might bleed a little bit, but just know that I'm also there to patch you up.
Yes.
Because I will not send you out here not allowing you to relay sonship.
Amen.
Not knowing how to relay sonship. Oh, my God. I say, don't go to Matthew 19, 17. I just write this stuff down so y'all can read it. He said, you told me I'm good. He said, well, Jesus says, why you call me good master? Remember that man came running? Good master. He said, why you call me good? Ain't none good but one. That's God. Right? I know some of that came up in your mind when I told you y'all was good. Ain't none good but one. That's God. Well, where God at? I got to know my God. With a question mark. Where God at? Philippians 2, verse 12. Go there, put it on the screen real quick. Philippians 2, 12. Y'all better keep up. Philippians 2, verse 12. Where I left my manual at? You see, look at me. Stop leaving your manual. Philippians 2, 12. Wherefore, my beloved, that ye is always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now more in my absence. What it says? Work out what? No, I thought somebody was supposed to save me. I thought salvation was supposed to be done for me. No, he says, work out your own salvation. And I like the phrase he says, work out. Like, so if, in order for me to work it out, I got to be doing it from inside. I can't work out if it ain't coming from the inside. Y'all get me?
Yes.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Watch this, not the fear, not being scary. It's talking about reverence, right?
Yes.
13, you read it. Ready, read.
It is,
it is who?
God.
I can't hear you. It is who?
God.
All right, let's start reading it again. For it is God which worketh where? Where you working at? No. God doing a work over there in Africa. God doing a work over there in Alaska. God doing a work over there in New York. God doing a work over there in LA. They got a revival over here and a revival over there. God doing a work. No, it's not over there. It's not over there. Low here. Low there. The kingdom of God is where? It is God which worketh. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. John 14. Come on, get over there quick. John 14, verse 20. That's crazy. Usually, that's crazy. I want to start at verse 17, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Sound like following the manual, don't it?
Yes.
I can't hear y'all. Sound like following the manual, don't it? If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. How long?
Yeah.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be.
In.
Where?
In.
Oh, in you. 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Verse 20, and that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. Y'all seeing that? So where's Jesus? All right, hold on. I know he say in you, but let's just do the scripture. He in me. Come on, look. Right there. In that day you should know that he's in the Father. Then he say, and he's talking to y'all, you are in me. So Jesus in the Father. Y'all got it? Jesus in the Father. Where's Jesus?
In
the Father. And you in me. So where am I? In Jesus. Jesus and the Father, just the Father. Jesus and the Father, and I'm in Jesus, and he in me, I don't. And both of us are in the Father. That sounds like one with God to me. Did you need a deep revelation for that? It was right there, huh? It's right there in the scripture, ain't it? Why we read that and change our mind? It's obvious. It's an obvious thing. You usually, John 15, flip over, and we ain't got time to read it. You can read it, talking about I'm the vine, you the branches, right? John 8, write that down. What's the long one? John 7, 38, out of that belly shall flow. He said, he that believes on me, out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. You ever heard that before? Usually you give the title at the beginning, but I guess I had to give it at the end. He said, I just taught you how to be a channel of God. We've been living so much from here to God that we haven't been letting God live from him to here. When you pray, pray like this. Our Father, make yourself one with God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Where's the kingdom? He's trying to tell you that kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. What you made out of? In earth as it is in heaven. He's reversing it. You praying, trying to make it do good so you can make it to heaven. He's trying to bring heaven to earth. And you the channel. Say, I'm the channel.
I'm the channel.
Come on, say, I am
a channel
of God. Say it again.
I am
a channel
of God.
One more time. Say, I am
a
channel
of God.
Whatever God wants done on the earth, say it. Whatever God wants done on the earth, he going to
do it through me.
Say it one more time. Whatever God wants done on the earth, he going to do it through me. Say,
I am
a channel
of God.
Amen.